Our first reading comes from Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. Look to him and be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed. This poor soul cried, and was heard by the Lord, and was saved from every trouble. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and delivers them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in him. O fear the Lord, you his holy ones, for those who fear him have no want. The young lion suffers want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack for no good thing. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. Word of God, word of life. Our second reading comes from 1 John chapter 3. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. Word of God, word of life. Please rise for the gospel.
Alleluia, alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, 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 Lord, to whom shall we go?
Gospel according to Matthew, the 5th chapter. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Today, as we celebrate All Saints Day, the lectionary jumps us backward in Matthew. If you noticed, I forgot to mark it, so I was quickly trying to flip backwards in Matthew to get us to the right page. And it flips us all the way back to chapter 5, to the Sermon on the Mount. And the Beatitudes that we just read, that's the beginning of the sermon, where Jesus teaches his followers about God's vision for the world, and what it looks like to be a disciple. And we've all heard the Beatitudes, right? A million times. And they're beautiful, and they're poetic, and full of blessing. But I've always had a little bit of a problem with Matthew's version of the Beatitudes because of the way that he spiritualizes them. Blessed are the poor becomes blessed are the poor in spirit. And blessed are those who are hungry becomes blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Which isn't bad, but for me, living in a country that likes to sidestep Jesus' hard words about money and caring for the poor, Matthew's version feels a little bit like a cop-out. But this week, I read a scholar who wrote about how Matthew's version actually expands the meaning of the text in a way that includes all who are dishonored and devalued by society. He looked back at the Greek and explained that the word translated as blessed, in most translations that you read, can also be translated as how honorable or full of honor, how honor-bringing. And to understand how important that is, we have to remember that this was an honor-based society. Honor was currency. Having honor gave you access to position and power and authority and wealth. And not having honor or losing honor could mean losing everything, losing your place in your family, losing your ability to provide for yourself, losing all influence within the community. Early Christians were often forced out of their families for their beliefs, and this was a loss of honor that meant losing their support system and could also lead to mourning and to poverty and to hunger. Blessed are the poor in spirit, then, absolutely includes those who are economically poor, but also those who have lost their honor in society because of misfortune or injustice, which often then leads to poverty. Those who suffered from illness or tragedy or misfortune were blamed for their suffering. It was viewed as divine judgment, and so they were looked down upon and dishonored. So this list of blessed are those, or how honored are those, is granting honor to those that the world despised. It's granting worth and value to those that the world would discard. What Jesus is doing with this list of blessings, this list of who is honored, is turning the value system of society upside down, announcing that God honors the very ones who have been dishonored or discarded. Jesus is revealing who God values. And this is good news to any and all who have been devalued or dishonored. And it's the good news that our value and our worth comes from God, not from anyone else who might put us down. And in this good news is also a challenge for us to revision or to realign our vision of the world, to see the world and our neighbor through God's eyes. It just was fortuitous that this week's confirmation lesson was on the Beatitudes. We didn't plan it that way. It just happened. And so in confirmation, Kelsey asked the kids to write their own Beatitudes, thinking about who God values that the world doesn't today. And I'm going to share a few with you. Don't worry, kids, no names. But here are a few. Blessed are the outcasts, for they will be accepted in society. Blessed are those with disabilities, for they will be treated with kindness and love. Blessed are teachers, for they will prosper. Blessed are the homeless, for they will be cared for. Blessed are refugees, for they will be welcome and safe. Yes, yes, and yes. Right? They understood the assignment. They got what the Beatitudes are. And we can extend that list out, right? Blessed are Palestinians, and blessed are Israelis. Blessed are transgender and non-binary people. Blessed are people of color. Blessed are the neurologically diverse. Blessed are those with opposite political views from our own. Blessed are indigenous people of every land. Whoever has been despised or looked down on or discarded, Jesus reminds us that those are exactly who God blesses, who God loves, who God values. Blessed are. This is right now, in this moment, this worth and this value, this honor, it has already been given. And yet, this God-given worth is not the only thing that Jesus reveals, but also a promise for a better future. Blessed are they, for they will be comforted. They will inherit the earth. They will be filled and receive mercy and see God. This blessing not only reveals how God sees the world, the worth that God sees within each person, it also reveals a vision for how God wants the world to be. This doesn't mean we should just put up with what's wrong with the world, knowing that things will get better in heaven, in the distant future. This sharing God's vision of a better future and a promise that this future will come. So we are called to live into this future today, to live toward that better future with how we view one another, how we treat one another, how we live our lives in the world. And we are able to do that hard work, trusting in God's promise of a better future. We are able to live into God's vision today, grounded in the hope, the promise, the knowledge of what is to come. Today we lit all these candles and remembered the saints who have gone before us. And like Kelsey said, on Wednesday we talked with the kids about who is a saint, what is a saint, and how within our Lutheran tradition we don't view saints as perfect heroes or some sort of superheroes, but normal everyday people that God has named as holy. And so today we remember the saints who have gone before us, not perfect people, but those that we loved and cherished, those who were difficult and complicated, those that we don't even know by name. Because the holiness, the blessedness of each one is a gift from God. Each one valuable. Each one loved and cherished as children of God. The quote from 1 John that I want to leave you with is this: we are called children of God. And that is what we are. Thanks be to God.